Let's go. We've got a quick nigga in heaven. Quick nigga. Actually, I was teaching, last night in the Hebrew Shir, I taught the Chevra, this beautiful Reb Shlomo Nigun that most people don't know, and it resurfaced a few days ago. And it was this thing about Hallel, thinking about how much we're davening, Bemet, Me'omek, Omek, Alev. We're davening to be able to say this Nisan, Zeh Ayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismecha Bo. So listen to this beautiful Nigun. Zeh Ayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismecha Bo. Zeh Ayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismecha Bo. Okay. Good morning, Chavre. You passed the pages. I made a few copies for the Chavre. I don't have sperm yet. Month of Nisan is sponsored by David and Nancy Smith and the birth of their granddaughter, Baruch Hashem. She should grow up to witness the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Okay. And on the 13th yahrzeit of David's father, Moshe ben Shol, and an appreciation to all the Chayalim and the Ratzlacha. The Kram family, in memory of parent, grandparents, and great grandmother, to commemorate the yahrzeits of Shoshana Reisel Bas David Dov, Amen. Yitzchak Aryeh ben Nochum, Reb Azriel ben Yosef Tuvia, and Necha bat Ephraim Zalman Verochel. And by the Sternberg family, for a healthy pregnancy, healthy mom, and healthy babies at the right time for Sarah Rivka Bas Chana Ruth. This week is sponsored by Rav Yitzchak Isaac and Shira Selter, in loving memory of Shira's grandfather, Rav Yehuda Lev ben Rav Shalom, Zichrono Livracha. Okay. Let's open up, please, to page Samech Gimel. But if you can, those of you that have the Sefer, you have to keep the back flap on Kuf Nun Vav. because there are going to be some very important footnotes here that we have to look inside. Okay, so if you can, the back on Kuf Nun Vav and Samech Gimel in the front. We completed on Monday the three Shlemuyot, the three things that have to be complete and that they're dependent on each other. Shlemut HaTorah, Shlemut HaAm, and Shlemut HaAretz. Last week, on Monday, we spent a lot of time on Shlemut HaAm. And Shlemut HaAretz, as you see in the top of Samech Gimel, was something very kivyachol basic, where it's basically every single centimeter that's included in the gvulot that Hashem gave us for Eretz Yisrael can never, ever, 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 ever be tampered with, no matter what, under no conditions. And he was explaining to us that the concept of Bina, the world of Bina, takes the Chochmah that I know that to be a truth, and then to see how vital and important in all the ways to preserve that entity of the Shlemut of the Aretz. And there are three reasons here, as we're going to be seeing today, and it continues to be spicy today. Now, I'm already prefacing by saying a few things, something very important. A lot of the stuff that we'll be reading today, you'll be like, duh, like what's the shaila? What's the question? You have to understand that it wasn't such a clear thing for many people within the world of Torah even, and it still isn't to a certain extent. Just yesterday I saw a sirton of a Rav speaking about how we still, in the name of, he probably said Tikkun Olam, because that's the easiest one to always...
Invoke.
Huh?
Invoke.
Yeah, you're probably saying that. And then in terms of like, even amidst the pain and torture that we're in here, we are the Jewish people, we are the moral, ethical people of the world, and therefore we still have to keep in mind right now that we believe in the rights of this P nation, the P people, to have their own land, and we have to still, there's no way in the world, that's what the enemies really want, for us to give up on any hope of having peace. So,
is this someone from Eretz Yisrael?
Unfortunately, from here. So, therefore, what?
From here.
Yeah, it wasn't anyone you'd go to ask for a kashrus, but it doesn't matter. It's still a voice. It's still a voice in a certain world. But, and this is where it's a little bit sensitive for a few people here in the room, but it's okay. It's not just... that it's not just this other, there have been other worlds of thought through Torah that speak about when it's mutar to chas v'sholem give pieces of land to the enemy. I'm speaking halachically. Yeah. But here we're going to be seeing something al pi the pnimius. Rav Ginsburg is going to take us al pi the pnimius, somewhere very, very special. So look at the bottom of Samech Gimel. Asur lanu latet afilu sha'al me'eretz Yisrael ha'muchzeket b'yadeinu ka'et mishalosh sibot. You cannot even give a tiny piece of anything of Eretz Yisrael that we have now for three reasons. Talk about three reasons. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehi Bidmanu.
Min ha'ehibet ha'bitchoni, from the security standpoint, מסירת שטחים מארץ ישראל מסכנת את חייהם של מיליוני יהודים תושבי הארץ. Simply, it's just endangering lives of millions of Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. הרבי הדגיש פעמים רבות שמבחינת ההלכה הפשוטה, סיבה זו היא האוסרת מסירת חלק, כל חלק מהארץ שנמצאת כעת ברשותנו. The Rebbe, when he spoke about this and we see a lot of different מכתבים and שיחות, that the Rebbe דווקא chose this reason. This reason of the security to be the one that is most prohibits this mifchinat ha'alacha. Yeah. That was the one that he spoke about more than any of them. Yeah.
The big challenge with that was then when all of the bitchonistim here in Israel are saying, no, Davka, strategically, let's do it disengage.
We're going to address that.
We're going to address it.
We have to listen to the bitchon people. We saw the bitchon people have no idea what they're talking about. And there's 500 miles of tunnels, and the bitchonistim had no idea. So that, I feel like...
I understand. He's going to address that exact issue.
Okay.
Sibazo, he said, that's the reason that really it's asur to give anything, right? Now, if you go to the back, Kufnun Vav, footnote Yud Gimel, I'm going to say this just the beginning of it, okay? כשבאים להכריע הלכה, when you come to paskan halacha, חשוב ביותר לוודא את נכונות הסברה העומדת מאחורי הפסק. You have to really identify and verify the svara that's behind the psak in the best manner. לכן יש להעדיף לבססו על סיבה אחת מהותית ומוצקה, כפי שעושה הרבי במקרה שלפנינו. Therefore, you want to basically say, there's one mahalach we're taking here that'll explain the thing as thoroughly as possible. Even if you have multiple ways of giving an answer to something, the one that's most mutzak, the one that's most solid, is the basis that you use to explain how you're choosing to view the halacha. זאת אומרת, you can have many different reasons why it's asur to give back land, right? But the one that the Rebbe chose to speak about the most was the one that's most mutzak, that's most solid. We're going to understand this a little bit better. למרות שישנן כמה סיבות לאסור מסירת שטחים, העדיף הרבי להתמקד מסיבה שהיא לכאורה יותר מעשית ופחות רוחנית. It's interesting. The Rebbe could have gone more with a spiritual reasoning behind the union of not giving back anything, and he dafka gives what seems to be a more practical, but more action based, more less spiritual based, more it seems to be more action based.
Well, you have to also convince people about policy.
Right, they talk to the spirituality. Zot kevan, but he says here, Rav Ginsburg says this is why. This is because chaye Yehudi. Neshama hashochenet beguf chomri hem erech elyon, because the spiritual, the physical domain, so to speak, of a spiritual soul is what? Our body. If the body gets shechted, if it's a sakana for the body, then what ends up suffering? I mean, the soul is always chay v'kayam, but the domain in which the soul resides in this world, in our bodies, and surrounding, within, v'chulei, everyone suffers from that. If you're just going with spiritual, it's one thing. When you're going with the actual practicality of chalila, of pikuach nefesh, you're covering both grounds. And it's deeper than that, as you see in the continuation of the footnote. But for now, I just wanted to focus on the fact that the Rebbe Dafka focused on this one. And there are books written, filled with the Rebbe's letters and sichot regarding this exact inyan of chas v'shalom, not messing with when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Back inside. He's going to continue to quote the Rebbe here. הוא אמר שאם אכן מסירת השטחים הייתה מצילה חיים, כפי שישנם הטוענים, and he says, if giving back land would actually be saving lives, have you ever heard of that? Yes. היו שתי הסיבות הנוספות, הרוחניות יותר, נדחות מפני פיקוח נפש. Then the other two reasons would have been nidcha because of pikuach nefesh, meaning, listen, pikuach nefesh doche et hakol. If you're telling me giving back land is saving lives, then what do I have to do? I have to go to pikuach nefesh. What's pikuach nefesh? I'm playing devil's advocate in the other, right?
Give back.
If you'd hold like that. Ach kfi, but the Rebbe did not hold like that at all whatsoever. אך כפי שטען והדגיש, מסילת השטחים רק מסכנת חיי יהודים. We are bearing witness and living testimony to the validity and the accuracy of that statement more than ever. Yeah.
Just a question. We're specifically talking about land within the borders. Meaning?
Very good question. I hear what you're saying. We're going to say it soon, but I'll tell you it right now. It's to what we already have. To what we currently have.
Meaning, when we captured Sinai and some of that land was not in the border and we returned it, whatever, is he talking about that land also?
He's talking about any land that Am Yisrael received. That we, yeah. אך כפי שטען הרבי והדגיש, מסירת השטחים רק מסכנת חיי יהודים, ומדבריו בעניין, this is a quote from the Rebbe, הנני מתנגד לחלוטין, באופן חד משמעי, לוויתור על שטחי הארץ המשוחררים, הנמצאים כעת תחת מסע ומתן. I completely am against any type of giving back land that are currently under negotiations. I just want to check the year of when he wrote this. I know, because it's Shavuot Tafshin Mem Gimel, so it's after Sinai.
What's
It's 83. It's a little bit after. Okay. Because
he was against the Sinai giveaway also.
Of course, yeah, no, that's why I wanted to see if it was actually about the Amit and everything.
That was maybe about the Golan.
Huh? Well, in 83, I don't know what the discussion was.
I think it was about the Golan. That was after Milchavet Lebanon Hashanah.
Sorry. Ah, wait a second. I read the wrong footnote. Thank you. Chanukah Mem Aleph. That means December 1980.
Right, so it was
then.
That was right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you. I read the bottom footnote. Yeah. So, yes.
So, this was actually about
Yes. It's December 1980. I don't remember the exact timeline, but I think it was. It had to be.
One of Begin's points was that
saving,
the Eretz Yisrael Kedusha, like.
So this is very good what Yossi's saying, because it's amazing that Begin knew that Indian, you know.
But it wasn't
they know the Indian of what's right. They know the halachos of the. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm getting out of that. I'm talking about any shetach that we have conquered that has a ritzifut from the land itself over here. It's not just that. It's not just like its own Inyan b'fnei atzmo. It's part of the whole thing, and that he said, I completely vehemently against any talk about anything like that. Now he's going to go for it. So that was the first one, habitchoni, which is just a no-brainer. Now mina ebeta musari arikshi. Now let's get all ethical and emotional right now. Mesirat matana shekibel adam lidei acher kamoa kistirat lechi lanotan. You know. I had a wedding gift that I know was a re-gift. Till today I remember it was a re-gift. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Did you get? How many did you get? How many Kiddush cup did you get?
What, did it have a name on it?
I remember how I figured out.
You had given it to them?
Because I. They're returning my gift. That'd be great. I forget exactly. It was a while ago, obviously, but there was the regifting, and regifting is really not nice. It's just so this isn't like even like regifting. He's saying when you give over a gift that really actually came from the heart of heart from someone, right? If it really came from the heart of heart, like you give it to somebody else, he says it's like a slap in the face.
Especially the person that they took it from to give it to you.
What's that?
Like Hashem took it from them to give it to us,
and you're saying,
from a place of and love, saying, and we're giving it back to
and
the.
You're saying, yeah. Well, are you sure? What'd you say?
There's that board once where Shlomo said it's all about the wrapping.
It's all about the wrapping. The wrapping of the gift.
I told you what my grandfather used to say about Yerushan Morashan.
Yeah. It's exactly the same thing. Rak lifnei shnot dor, just not too long ago, Masar Hashem Yitbarach chalakim rechavim shel haaretz. Next page, Amuftachat Le'amo, Benisim Beniflaot. It was just not so long ago, boys, that Hashem gave us the greatest gift we've gotten, right? Now, he asks over here a very valid question. Ketzad afshar liot chasri hakarat atof? How could you be so ungrateful to the extent at kedei ha'ala'at ha'machshava al mesiratam lezarim? Now, so there's one thing to be ungrateful, but the level of ungratefulness that leads you to then take it and take what you received and give it to others, not back, Chas v'Shalom, but it's beyond this world. That's the moral ethical issue. Now, from the third point, he says like this: Minayebeta ra'yoni atorani. From how would you say ra'yoni torani? From the more idealistic Torah approach, I guess. Eretz Yisrael chayevet lisher b'shlemuta, kevan shezehuta ke'eretz amuftach adorshet shlemuta. It's got to stay complete, and it's got to get more and more complete, as it's promised, you know, as the promised land demands its entirety and its complete thing. And that's why I always say, either we're here, or we're not. You understand? Either we're here or we're not. So what does we're not mean? We're not means a certain conception of the last 75 years. That's the we're not. You understand? Chaver, are you with me? This is very important. It's either we're here or we're not. So, you can be here for another 300 years and not be here.
That's the argument that, yes, all this is true. I'm saying like the Litvak way, or like, this is true, but they don't mean now,
Right, they mean one day.
When there's a big smita, you're right.
Right.
And when Mashiach comes, you're right. There'll be a full border, it's just the way you want.
Right.
But not now.
Right.
This doesn't apply here and now. And this time.
Right. He's not. It's not what he's just explained. It's not what you feel. Correct.
I believe us are influenced by that.
Batach, very much.
So I'd like to believe not, and getting over that.
But
is,
you're here.
But I'm here. I don't like you know thinking.
Just I just want to point out this is a guy that has two children currently in the army.
That's right.
Right.
And I told you and that does play on me. If I said no, I'm even stronger than ever before. But when I do talk to that world, they you know there's Yerushalayim Shalmala and Mata. You know it's not the same, Yas.
We're still in Golos.
That this doesn't mean now. Like those are the. No,
it does mean now. Meaning that.
No. He's explaining their tzad.
Right now, let's not give it to our enemy. He's saying Shita. Right now.
He's saying the Shitatam. He's not.
Even the Shitatam is a legion. I think fine. Let's not lichvosh Lebanon and let's not come to the Euphrates. Fine. We're not going to actually lichvosh et haaretz hamuftacha. We can wait in a defensive war. We can retaliate. But right now, to give away the land Hashem gave to us to the enemies of Israel, even our pish just sechel yashar, don't do that. Even our pish that shita, why give away our land? Why would we do that?
Let's continue to see how the Rav develops this.
I just want all the church compounds and stuff?
We're gonna get to that right now. Look back inside, Chevra. I want to read again from the beginning of this paragraph, okay? I know this evokes a lot of emotions. Let's let the Rav kind of like let it flow, let it seep in, and it's good. It's good. These are great nekudot we're bringing up. I just want us to take in what he's saying. Eretz Yisrael chayevet lisher bishlemuta kevan shezehuta kaaretz amuftachat doreshet et shlemuta kula huftecha lanu. It was all promised to us. The way it looks like right now is not the way that it was promised to us. Pgima mitoch pchira mudat beachduta ubeshlemuta shel haaretz kamoa kepgima beshlemutam hamautit shel haTorah veHa'am. It's a very deep line. He's saying a blemish coming from a conscious decision regarding the unification and complete status of the land. You have to understand that is like you saying, there's a chunk of Am Yisrael I just don't want to be connected to, and there's a chunk of the Torah that I'm okay with not keeping. That's why he's saying they're dependent on each other. That would be probably the best answer to that voice.
Which is telling me, hey, you're not connected to a whole chunk of the Torah. You're not connected to a whole chunk of the people. That's probably at the source of where this mindset comes from.
You could. I want to. You could. Lafrich means to. Yeah,
prove
like
wrong.
To.
Prove wrong.
Yeah, yeah. You
you
could.
All this on their head, except for the first one.
Which one?
The security one. But,
and that's why. And that's exactly. And that is why the Rebbe knew. Listen, the other ones you could touch it differently. You can't touch differently when there's a sakana bitchonit.
I don't really agree with what Yishai is saying. Meaning, Am Yisrael is the witness of the living God of Israel. And he promised us in the Torah to give us this land. Us being in the land is a testifying of his sovereignty in the world. It doesn't halacha this, halacha that. Like, that's the reality. If we're not living in the Eretz HaMuftachat, Haz Hashem lo mespik chazak kedei lekayem et havtachato. And that's it. Either God is real and he brought us back to this land and we will be in this land or not. It's like meta.
You have to believe that in order to convince somebody that that's the reality. Yishai's point, and the Rav's point that Yishai is reinforcing, the Shlomo's reinforcing, is that when you speak about it practically and you take all the belief
outside
out, then there's no argument.
Well, there's a bitchonistim argument.
No, but now they're proven wrong. But they've been proven wrong.
But they're still making the argument.
Okay, so obviously that's why we're learning about Tikkun
of
Medina.
We're trying to learn about the Tikkun of the Medina.
Right.
You're getting stuck in current people's opinions. We're trying to... Azavotam, you're worried about that? We have to be much more concerned right now about those that are running the country. What did the Rav tell us when we went to him?
We have to take control.
We have to take control. That's what... Be'ezrat Hashem, the precious Yidden in all over the world they're going to come to the Eretz Yisrael that's taken under control. They will. I believe in it. They will. Let's focus on here. This not this book is not called Tikkun Lakewood. It's not. No, I'm serious. It's not. Huh? That'd be the least of my problems. Yeah, Ellie.
I would just add in, like, at this point, if we're quoting the Rebbe, he was aware of all the Svarim, Kedoshim, and all the different paths in Torah, and he understood on a Panemius level, which gives full achrayot, full responsibility for us to live up to that, that the Torah is one with Am Yisrael, one with Eretz Yisrael. Meaning everyone's chelik in Torah, everyone's chelik in Eretz Yisrael is one thing. This is from Svarim Kedoshim.
Right.
So if you move people away from the land, you're moving people away from who they are. So they're losing, Am Yisrael losing their shlemus by losing the Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
So the pogam seems to be more in a fuller understanding of really what God wants from Am Yisrael and the Torah and from our path here. So we have to fix that. Even in the Torah world, there's a pogam. They don't have full Abbas Yisrael or full Abbas Torah, and that goes together with the Chesaron and the view of Eretz Yisrael.
And that's why he's tying all three. This parak is all about tying all three together, that they're all dependent on each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's go weiter, because here we get to a really interesting sugya. Ikaron shlemut ha'aretz hu ha'omed ma'achorei ha'isur al mi she'eino yehudi litgorer be'eretz Yisrael. You want to read it again? You want to read that line again, everybody? Ah, no, lama, why is it obvious, Elan? Does it? How come it's not obvious to everybody?
It's not obvious, but it's obvious that if someone buys a house in Israel, so it means that this house in the land is no longer Jew. It's owned to him.
It's not a complicated issue. We're so westernized that we hear such a simple statement, and what do we start thinking about immediately? Yeah, like whatever it is, but not Yiddish thought.
About property rights.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It goes to Baal Shem Tov's board. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant, right? This is either, like, what do we
it's,
do?
So going back to what we said, we're either here or we're not. Right. So what is this line? I'm going
to
say it again.
What is Lahit Gorim to Gar?
To Gar, I mean Lashon, to dwell, and that's the question. Does it mean to dwell or does it mean to own land?
Because there's Geratosha.
So look at footnote which one is this? Yud Zayin. He quotes here from the Rambam, Hilchot Avodat Kochavim, and he says, Chasid Umot HaOlam HaChai Be'eretz Yisrael Karui Ger Toshav. Like exactly what you just brought up, right? But wait a second. Chassid. What's a Chasid Umot HaOlam?
Not trying to kill us.
Even more than not trying to kill, gem, like, you know, right?
They support Israel.
People that are serving here. People that are that would take a bullet for us. So now look what he says here. You're a funny guy. במצב האופטימלי, כאשר עם ישראל כולו יושב על אדמתו והיובל נוהג, okay. So in the most idealist, optimistic, right? Most optimal situation when the whole land is dwelling in its land, and you're Noeg and Yovel. Isur ze eino chal al chasidei umot haolam. Who are chasidei umot haolam? Elo mekabim yichasei shalom imet im ha'am ha'yehudi, v'mekablim al atzmam et samchut ha'torah b'kiyum shel ha'mitzvos b'nei Noach. They have one authority and one authority only, the Torah. The relevance to them are the seven Noahide laws. Kol od ha'yovel eino noheg, as long as we don't, we don't have Yovel today, right? Mm-hmm. Yet, Posek Rambam, ki gam lechasidei umot haolam asur litgorer be'artzeinu.
Not for now.
That's crazy. That's so far out.
How would we ever enforce this from the outside of the seven?
Can you bring that together?
I'm going to read it again. I'm not going to give any pirushim here. Okay, this is the Rav's words. I'm not going to start darshaning this.
Just translate.
Yeah. Call, Reb Shlomo, you have the English? What's the last, how does he say it in English? You know, it's not exact. The sefer is not an exact word for word translation. Yeah, yeah. I'll say it again. Kol od ayovel eino noheg. Now, when is yovel activated? When the majority, well, there's a machloket whether it's nachon, whether it's the majority. That's you know, when shpita becomes doraisa also. Whether it's the majority of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael or all. Here he's using the word. No, he said kol. He says, as long as Yovel is not noheg, the Rambam says, even chasidei umot ha'olam, there's an iser for them to live in our... Well, again, we have to define whether living here means...
Dwelling
or owning property. Because mm-hmm. Then we go to Elad's point and saying, wait a second, of course, then it's an obvious thing. Shleimus ha'aretz means the whole thing has to be just owned by Am Yisrael.
Owned?
Yeah.
Meaning they can... Rent.
Oh, well, we'll see. Oh, maybe we'll see. I hope we'll see.
But also new for me, the Hasidim of the Olam means Gerut Hashav. It's something...
Yeah, according to the Rambam. Yeah, according to the Rambam. And
again, the Hasidim of the Olam, it's only the state of Israel that gives this to the whole Kastavad.
That's how I grew up also. I know. There's a monument in Los Angeles, close to where I grew up. One of the... I mean, he was the Hasidim of the Olam. What was his name? It's one from World War II. No. It was way before.
Wallenberg.
Huh? Raoul Wallenberg, maybe? Or Yaroslavsky? I forget who it was. And that was that's how we referred to Chassidei Umot HaOlam, meaning, look at Shrut Eretz Yisrael, people that are living here. It's righteous Gentiles that out there in diaspora decided to not be a Nazi. You know what I mean? Like, more or less.
Yeah, I had Sugihara because he saved
who?
Sugihara saved the Mir Yeshiva, so that's...
Ah, Yafin. Now... This is where it gets tricky. You thought it was clear till now. Check it out. Kshe'adama me'eretz ha'kodesh nircheshet al yedei eino yehudi, yesh bekach mishum ta'anat zchut shelo b'yerushat ha'aretz. Very valid. When a non-Jew acquires land in Eretz Yisrael, there he can have a taina of future Yerusha. This is mine. I'm giving it to my heirs, right? Val ken yesh bekach gam begam b'shlemut b'deshut ha'amitit. This is the blemish here in the status of the complete picture of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Hatotzaot hanilvot l'shiatam ba'aretz hem sakanot fiziot v'ruchaniot. Their continued residing in the land, it's not so simple at all, because they provide for us also physical and spiritual dangers. Hame'aymot al kiyum ha'am, that endanger the existence of the people. Do you know? Like they're talking now about trying to figure out until it could be fully Avodah Ivrit here to import, obviously. I don't know what they were saying. Komine. Right? And it should be until the industry of Avodah Ivrit becomes as covetic here as, you know, being a lawyer or a doctor, v'chulei. But there's some very serious halachic issues here. Like they have to live. They have to live in their own area. They cannot live amongst us. And it's not out of Chalila Sina at all. It's a matter of hitbolelut, assimilation. Pashut.
I remember in Sfat, when they opened the school for doctors, Bar Ilan did it, a religious university.
So yeah.
People of Sfat said that it would bring Arabs into Sfat, which didn't happen since the Milchemet Asma'ut.
Right. So, Asha Milchama.
Yeah. The Arabs were kicked out of the city and no longer Arabs in Sfat. But now, thanks to religious university, you bring the Arabs back because you cannot avoid them joining the doctor because, you know. And also in Haifa, when.
Haifa.
Together at all. So the rabbi came before Yom Kippur to the secular because the rabbi invited in the Yom Kippur and he told the children. It's not good for you to marry Arabs and Jewish. But then a girl, Yasmin, said, like, but this is my classmate, Ahmad, and he's a good guy, and I want to marry him. Well, it's a problem, Rabbi. You couldn't explain to her at all.
Nachon.
She was Jewish.
Nachon. Nachon. Yeah, Ali.
Rav Shimshon Pinchas, so, just before he passed away, spoke into this as well, and he had stuck in the war with all the different issues we're going through currently, and that was one of the issues.
The assimilation.
He said, we have to really...
Yeah. We're either chevra. This is going back. Like, we're either here or we're not here. Like, it's gotta. I keep on going back to that line. It's like, either this whole entity, this Zionist entity, this dream, is either about like the shlemut or not. And like Yeshua was saying before, a woman is either pregnant or she's not pregnant. You're not a little bit pregnant. You're a little bit not pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant, right? So we're either here or we're not. That's what I would like say the subtitle of this sefer is, you know. Now look how it continues. Min ha'ibet ha'ruchani, מציאותם של גויים בתוך עם ישראל היושב בארצו, מעוררת ביושבי הארץ, במודע או שלא במודע, נטייה נפשית להתבולל בגויים הללו. Consciously or subconsciously, the Rav says, the dwelling of the dwelling of non-Jewish people within the Am that's living in its land is consciously or subconsciously me'orer a ratzon to assimilate.
Is that one of the biggest problems we have within the IDF
itself? I don't know. It's a problem. Yeah. In principle, it's like, hell, he's good enough to get killed for me, but he's not good enough to marry me.
Right.
Yeah. It's a big problem.
Assimilation isn't just intermarriage.
Huh? Nachon.
There's low percentage of Jews marrying
here. Correct. It's more than that. Chevra. Now, nothing until I tell you guys to say something. I have a few more minutes, and it's Erev Pesach. השלמות העצמית של התורה, של עם ישראל ושל ארץ ישראל, נובעת ממקור אלוקי ונצחי. You have to understand. The actual shlemus of the Torah, of the Am, and of the land, only comes from one place. A godly, eternal source. ועלינו מוטל להשתדל בכל כוחנו, לגרום לשלמות האלוקית הזאת להופיע, תחת מגבלות הזמן והמקום שאנו חיים בהם. יוסי, take this back to where it came from, because what he just said was, what's our avoda here? What's our avoda here? Our avoda here is the cause that this shlemut elokit to come down into our concept of time and space, because a godly source is beyond time and space, right? Makor elokin itzchi is beyond this world. And everything in Lubavitch is to make this down here a dira for Hashem down here. So we're trying to take things that are crystal clear in the places that are beyond time and space, bring them into the confines of time and space, that which is where we're living, to bring it into our reality, into the way we live our life, the concept of Shlemut Elokit. Ha'avana zo hi kisharon shel moach habina. He says, now let's go back to why this is in this chapter. Chochma, I can know things to be true. Bina is, okay, how do I bring it down into this world? And then Das would be it. It'd be being it, living it, doing it. The kisharon of the moach, of the mochin that comes from Bina, is this understanding how it could be. It's almost like, Yossi, I'd say they're stuck on chochma. They're stuck on chochma. Bina, I don't know. Shetivo litbonen badvarim kfi shehem bimkoram. Bina has the ability to look at things the way they are in its source. Me'al mamadei hazman v'makom hagashmiim, beyond the dimensions, thank you, of time and space, of physical time and space. That's what this mochin of Bina has the ability for us to do. To take it to a place, remember, what's chokhmah, Abba or Ima?
Abba.
Mm-hmm. Bina is Ima. Mm-hmm. A mother has a way of always being able to, that sense, bidyuk, of source, of going back to roots, in a way that, you know, defies the confines of what we're stuck in right now. And this is how, and basically, this is how the Rebbe chose to litiyaches to this sugiya, like he says over here in the bottom, HaRebbe yitiyaches rabot lesugiyot shlemut haaretz. The Rebbe spoke about this a lot. It's amazing. No other Hasidic Rebbe that I know of spoke about this extensively, or even at all, even if at all, spoke about the importance, the necessity of shlemut haaretz.
The Sama Rebbe didn't talk about this?
He spoke, no.
No? Okay.
No. I mean, if he did, it was not, I mean, put it like this. The Sama, again, I want to just say again what I said last week. Alavai, the whole Am that lives in Eretz Yisrael right now, would have love for Eretz Yisrael like the Sama Rebbe had in his toenail. That's just Aleph. But Beis is that the Satmar Rebbe didn't get into the sugya of shlemus versus non shlemus.
It's just not ours.
That's what Yossi was saying to the extreme. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I was saying at the beginning, like, because Rav Ginsburg focuses so much on the Mida Bina, you know, these Torahs have always had problems with, especially to my original point of, it doesn't mean them. Because I can't think in my head who that leader is that's going to be able to understand all this. I just can't do it. I can't do it. And Jeremiah talked about it, but maybe the guy looks like this. I don't know who he is.
A political leader or a spiritual leader?
I mean, who's right. going to be able to like get this and be able to get up there and try and articulate it to like us first and then to the rest of the world and just have the guts to do it and just know this point inside? Like, and I just can't. That's why I'm like, maybe it's not for now. And maybe that's really my own self. But today, when Rav Ginsburg focuses on the Nida Bina, for the first time, I said, oh my gosh, Yas, no, this is a woman. This could be a woman. This sounds to me like a woman.
I'm thinking of someone very clear to me.
Who?
Miriam Peretz.
No,
I was just messing with you.
So was I. No. The truth is, at that point, though, no, because I'm around, and she's like, you know, and so she's like with Yehudi, who's demanding Gula, or this she took a class with Rav Ginsburg with this.
The Torah Tanefesh.
Or is her name? And her son is a hostage, and she speaks, and these people speak with like just clarity. And Muna, and just even more laser beam focus and pushing Hashem's hand in a way that I don't hear from anyone else. And so I could like only now I can understand. Oh my gosh, okay, no, thank you, Rav Ginsburg. This is a meet of Bina. I get who has Bina. It's not me and you. It's them, the women. Which I can hear, and there are a bunch of them that are out there, and so now all of a sudden, like, I can make this a little more practical and timely today for me.
Then Lakewood would say, "Now I know you're officially now, if I wasn't sure until now, now I know for sure. Any marble you may have had, that is Shleimus HaTorah, and that's why you know Rav Ginsburg's gone through the four Mahapechot, the four revolutions that have to happen, and the one that he's currently been speaking about for the last." I don't know, maybe already 10 years, is this teaching Torah to the non-Jewish people. But the one about women's Limud Torah was like one of the biggest ones that he was focusing on for years. Because these are necessary revolutions that need to happen. Not just talking about opening up a Beis Yaakov, you understand? It's like to learn, and that's why this whole school that produced, I know some of these women, we can't. It's not for, we're not on the level. We're not there.
We're not on the level to pull this
because
off.
He says that Bina has the mochin of Bina. What did he say over here? He says it has the ability to go to go to the source, by Makor, right?
Yeah.
Right? Now, I just because we only have a few minutes, we have to continue. I just want to finish this. This is amazing, and it goes back to Jeremy's concern in the beginning and Ari's. So again, our Rebbe itiyaches rabot lesuguyat shlemut ha'aretz v'dan ba mikol ha'ibetim she'iskarnu. The Rebbe spoke about it from many different areas, and he always went back to the security issue. I'm just reading there's a letter here from 1982. In footnote, this is Yotet. Be'igarto l'Rav HaRashi shel Anglia, Rabbi Yakubovich. Sir, Rabbi Yakubovich, the Chief Rabbi of England. So this is winter 1982. The Rebbe says like this: Dibarti al Isur al Vitur al Shtachim, hamevusas al Halacha b'Shulchan Aruch b'Hilchos Shabbos Shin Chavtes, bli kesher likdushat haaretz. When I'm speaking about the Isur of giving back any land, I'm not even going into the. I'm not even touching upon the inyan of the kedusha of the land. It's not even where I'm operating from. Da'inu rak biglal pikuach nefesh. I feel like when I saw this, I'm thinking to myself, when you give back an inch, do you know who gets? You know who's in danger? The Yid in Edgewood, the Yid, everyone. Listen, it's not just Feiglin that said this. There's some top people, in some bright people in Eretz Yisrael, like Tzvi Cheskeli and a few other people, Eliyahu. Yassian, you know that Persian? Yeah. They said, you know what happened? You know how the world erupted with anti-Semitism the way it did? What day did it erupt with anti-Semitism?
October 8th.
October 8th in the afternoon. Okay, Mashukaze. Do you know why? Because on October 8th in the morning,
Gaza still
existed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pasha. Mm-hmm. I believe in that with every ounce of my being.
Mm-hmm. Or Tehran existed.
Whatever we had to do at the moment of the concept of pikuach nefesh, that has to do also with diaspora communities. Dibarti gam bepam acheret, b'kesher l'oto inyan mitzat kedushat ha'aretz, gam dibarti b'kesher l'oto inyan, b'kesher l'nitzachon sheluva b'nisim gluim. So the Rebbe is saying, I've spoken about this from many different places, but from the place of bitchoni is where the Rebbe stood, you know, most firmly. Now, and this is a klipa here, talk about Tikkun HaMedina, it is so revealed now, and it's so intense. Benogea lebitachon, hu hiziranu lehiva'etz, ach verak bemumchei bitachon hameshulalim emda politit. Do you know what that means? The Rebbe said, when it comes to any type of security issues, he advised to only seek counsel and discuss with top people in security, meshulal emda politit, that are not politically affiliated whatsoever. He's laughing because it's not to be believed. It's just not to be believed how that sakana, mamish, when it went into the army in such a way that has... We can go off on a tangent now for 3 hours on this issue. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Is there anyone, bitchoni, that is actually meshulal emda politit? Right? That's what you're thinking, right? Mm-hmm. If the Rebbe says you should seek counsel with those, I trust the Rebbe's words that those exist.
I don't know.
Or if they don't, then they're not part of the discussion here of the bitachon issue, right?
Yes, there are. They're just on the top of the theme. They're like one level below. They never really.
I think there are. Yeah, I think there are. They just they haven't been allowed to go up there.
Yeah, but they don't have any.
They don't have the political backing.
Back inside. The Rebbe also advises to the following. It's very easy to go into despair when you look at that fact on the ground. Very. It's a crippling feeling. But the Rebbe also, he says, who gam o'orer otanu litbonen ulakir tova al hanisim hagdolim she'al yadam hushva Eretz Yisrael li'adeinu, which is what? Yossi, I hate to go back to you. They don't. The Rebbe was very big on making sure you recognize the miracles, the great miraculous thing of coming back home to Eretz Yisrael. Velimdanu le'arich et tuv Hashem she'itgala alenu b'matana zo. And it was all about looking at the goodness of Hashem that was revealed to us through this gift. Ach me'al hakol, but above everything, hidgish ha-Rebbe et ha-kesher ha-mahuti ben shlemut ha-aretz le-shlemut ha-Torah ve-ha-am. But the Rebbe emphasized more than anything this trio, the trifecta, which is the shlemut ha-aretz, shlemut ha-Torah ve-shlemut ha-am. Those three things are dependent on each other. Meaning in every aspect, the Rebbe said basically where you're either here or you're not. So let's go now back. Right, Shlemut HaTorah, regarding the Torah, like we started, the Torah is the only authority. The Torah is what every one of us needs, wants, loves, and loves us, and nothing else, and all of it. Shlemut HaAm, we're not giving up on any Yid, no matter what. You're not giving up on any Yid, no matter what. I know in your mind you're already going to, like, the Erev Rav detection, Hatzlacha with that, we're not going there. And the third thing, of course, is Shlemut HaAretz. We're either back here in Eretz Yisrael, be Shlemut HaAm, or you may as well listen. It's a long story, but I was watching like a beautiful hallel done in someone's living room yesterday. A little bit louder. That's real love. You know that. I was watching this hallel that was done in the most comfortable. It was such a beautiful hallel. And I was looking at the area, right, where it was done, this gorgeous, peaceful, green, lush garden somewhere in the States, right? What's wrong with that?
Because we're all in here. We're all in.
Because we have to be all in. But if we're not all in, there's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
You hear? That's the point. No, that's the...
I
I want to remove once and for all any judgment any of us here have about Yidden in Chutz La'aretz. I can't take it anymore. It's got to be removed from its core, right? Until you're really providing here the Eretz Yisrael that shayach to the shlemus of the Am Kulo, don't get riled up about anything else that's going on. Because we were, each of us, kimat, each of us in this room were there and plucked out kimat matnas chinam from Hashem. Now he finishes. Again, ach me'al hakol yidgish ha-rebi et ha-kesher ha-ma'oti ben shlemus ha-aretz le-shlemus ha-torah ve-ha-am. ויתכוון בפשטות לומר שארץ ישראל צריכה להישאר בשלמותה, מכיוון שבמקורה העליון היא שלמה באמת. In its supreme source, it's full. Everything's a reflection from above. If above, it's complete, the reflection of it down here has to reflect what it is up there. In its source, it's שלם. כפי שהייתה תמיד וכפי שתישאר תמיד, meaning. Any type of national pride you're trying to build up here that is not the complete picture of Eretz Yisrael is not, I'm going to say a word now, you're going to kill me, okay? You ready? Is not Jewish.
One more time.
Any type of vision of this country and this land that is not attempting to reflect in its source, in the world of Bina, what this land really is not a Jewish story. It may be a very cool Rambo type of national story, right? But if that's not part of the deal here, it's no chiddush. It's still a chiddush to plenty of people, unfortunately.
It's still chiddush. We can't
kill
it because I didn't understand anything. What do you mean?
הרבי התכוון לומר בפשטות שארץ ישראל צריכה להישאר בשלמותה כיוון שממקורה העליון היא שלמה באמת כפי שהייתה תמיד כפי שתישאר תמיד. זאת אומרת, אם אני מנסה לבנות פה ארץ ישראל שהיא לא מעין השקפה של ארץ ישראל במקורה בעולמות העליונים בשלמותה, ואני מנסה לעשות פה כאילו the best that I could do, ואני מסתפק בזה, זה לא מושג יהודי, זה אולי מושג ישראלי לאומי מאוד יפה. ואיך אני יודע איך נראית ארץ ישראל למעלה? שלמות העם ושלמות התורה. לכן הוא תולה כל אחד בשני. אתה מבין? יאללה. Let's go for it, חבר'ה. Let's go for it. Should be... שלמות. שלמות, שלמות, שלמות.